Okay, today we're going to learn Daf Lamed Dalet Amud Beis of Masechet Shabbos. We are holding at the two dots, four lines into the page. So the Gemara is going to bring a brisa that explains the dinim of Bein HaShemashos and when the Zman of Bein HaShemashos is. It's a very complicated sugya. We're just going to run through it. Tan Rabbanan, Bein HaShemashos Safik Min HaYom U'Min HaLayla. Bein HaShemashos, it has three sfeikos. It might be partially day, partially night. Safik Kula Min HaYom might be entirely day. Safik Kula Min HaLayla, or might be entirely night. And we give it the chumrah of both days, of both yom and laila. When does Bein HaShemashos begin? From the time the sun sets, as long as the eastern sky is red, you see a certain reddish color. If the bottom of the sky gets blackened, so but the top of the kippas hashamayim is not black. Bein HaShemashos. That's Bein HaShemashos. Once the top of the sky catches up and is just as black as the bottom of the sky, that's night. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. That's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Rabbi Nechemya Omer. Rabbi Nechemya says, "Kedei she'alechad mishtishka chama chatzimil." Bein HaShemashos is the amount of time that it takes to walk from Shkia, one half of a meal. And once you got one half of a meal, approximately 9 minutes, according to some shitos, that's already vaday laila. Rabbi Yossi Omer. Bein HaShemashos keherif ayin. Bein HaShemashos just last as long as the blink of an eye. Ze nichnas, ze yotze. Day leaves, night arrives. Ziyav shalom at 11. We can never perfectly discern exactly when that moment is. So we said that we're machmir in Bein HaShemashos to treat it as if it's both day and night. L'may hilchasa. What halach are we choshesh that to assume that it has both day and night? Amar Rav Huna Breda Rav Yeshua, le'in yin tumah, as far as tumah is concerned. Kedetanan, because the Mishnah says in Masech HaZavim, ra'a shnei yam in Bein HaShemashos, if a zav sees for two consecutive days during Bein HaShemashos, safik l'tumah v'lakarban, it's a safik whether he's tamei or tar. If he's tamei, it's a safik maybe he's chayav a carbon or he's not chayav a carbon. Why? Because if he sees two re'eos on one day or in two consecutive days, so he has tumas ziva, but he's pata from a carbon. If he sees two re'eos on 2 days that are not consecutive, he's not even a zav at all. And if he sees two re'eos on 3 consecutive days, he's a zav gomor and he's chayav a carbon. Ra'a yom echad ben hashmashos safek l'tuma. If he only sees 1 day during ben hashmashos, he's a safek whether he's tamei or tar, because if he saw one re'iyah on one day, he'd be tar from Tumazav. If he saw one re'iyah on 2 separate days, he'd be tamei. But as far as carbon is concerned, in that case, he's definitely tamei, because you would need to have 3 re'iyos in order, and 3 separate days, in order for it to become tamei, in order to be chayv a carbon, rather. So now the Gemara continues with the hemshech of the Braisa. Hagufa kasha. It seems like there's a stira in the Braisa itself. Amrit ezu Bein HaShemashos. We said, when is the period of Bein HaShemashos? Mishetishka achama kolzman shepenei mizrach ma'adimin. From some sunset, so long as the eastern side of the sky is reddened. Ha'hichsev etachtam v'lo hichsev elyon lailuhu. But it makes it sound like as long as the bottom of the sky is black, even though the top of the sky is not yet darkened, it's nighttime. And then we went on to say in the Braisa that if the bottom of the sky is dark and the top of the sky is not, that's Bein HaShemashos. So how do we deal with that stira? Amar Rabba, Amar Avidu, Amar Shmuel, Kroch Utni. You have to wrap up the two things together and teach them as one statement. And this is what the Tana means to say. Ezu Bein HaShemashos. What is Bein HaShemashos? Mishetishka Achama Kolzman Shepnei Mizrach Ma'adimin. From sunset as long as the eastern part of the sky is red. V'hichsev Atachton V'lohichsev Elyon Nami Bein HaShemashos. If the bottom of the sky is black and the top of the sky is not, that is also Bein HaShemashos. Hichsef Elyon V'hishvel Atachton. If the top of the sky is darkened and it is now entirely dark, the bottom of the sky is also Laila. That's what we call Laila. Rav Yosef Amar Yudom Shmuel Hachi Katani. He says this is how to teach the Braisa. Mishetishka Achama Kolzman Shepnei Mizrach Ma'adimin Yom. From the time the sun sets, so long as the eastern side of the sky is reddened, that's called daytime. Hichsef Atachton V'lo Hichsef Elyon Bein HaShemashos. If the bottom part of the sky is blackened and not the top part of the sky, that is what we call ben ashmachos hichsef ha'elyon v'hush v'tachton laila. If the top part of the sky is dark, like the bottom part of the sky, that's what we call night. Vazel tamayu and Rav and Rav Yosef is each going l'shita so, because they already argue somewhere else about how long ben ashmachos is. Did marshir ben ashmachos bekama amar Rabba amar Ravido amar Shmuel shlosha chelkei mil, 3/4 of a meal. May shlosha chelkei mil, what does it mean three parts of a meal? If it means three halves of a meal, meaning a meal and a half, name a meal a mechsa. Well, then there's a better way to say that. You could just say a meal and a half. Ela tlasa tilte mila. It must mean 3/3 of a meal. Well, then name a meal. Just say a meal. Ela tlasa rive mila. It must mean 3/4 of a meal. And what about Rav Yosef? Rav Yosef Amidum Shmuel, shnei chelke mil. It's two portions of a meal. My shnei chelke mil. What does that mean? Ile mitre palge mila. If it means two halves of a meal, name a meal. Just say that it's a whole meal. Ela tre rivai mila. What? You mean to say that it's 2/4 of a meal? Leme chatzi mil. Then just say a chatzi mil. Ela, it must mean tre tilte mil. That it's 2/3 of a meal. My binayu, what's the difference between the shear of Rabba and the shear of Rav Yosef? So Ika binayu palga dedanka, a half of 1/6, meaning 1/12 of a meal is the difference. V'chilufa b'chalsa, and as far as a kaveres, their shitas are flipped around. Their Rav Yosef shita is larger than Rabba's shita, and Rabba's one that says shlosha over there, who says shlosha over here, over there says shnayim. Rav Yosef, who says over here shnayim, over there says shlosha. What's that halacha about? Damrab chalsa bas trekori, a large kaveres that has enough to hold 2 kor, large kli. Shari l'taltula, you're allowed to be metaltula on Shabbos because it is considered a kli. It's not a mukta. Ubas tlosa kori, but if it's big enough to hold 3 kor, also l'taltula, you're not allowed to be metaltula on Shabbos because it's too big. It's not called a kli anymore. Rav Yosef Amar bas tlosa kori, nami shari. Even if it's 3 kor, you're allowed to carry it. You're allowed to move it on Shabbos. Bas arba kori aser. Only if it's 4 kor, it's aser. Amra by Baimine Demar, Bishas Maisa, Vafilibas Tre Kori Lo Sharili. So he says, you know, I asked Rabbah when I needed to carry a Kaveris on Shabbos, and he wouldn't even let me carry one that had 2 kor. So come on, who is Rabbah holding like when he says that even 2 kor is not good? Kehaitana, he must be holding like the Tana in Meseches Kelim that says as follows. Titnan, the Mishnah in Meseches Kelim says, and also Meseches Aldos, Kaveris Hakash, a Kaveris that's made out of Kash, out of straw, the kaveris hakonim, or one that's made out of reeds, ubor svina alexandrios, or a large kli that's like a big bar that's made out of wood that they make in large boats that go out into the ocean in order to put fresh water in those boats, because you're out in the boat and there's a lot of water everywhere but not a drop to drink, so there needed to be a fresh water supply inside of the boat. Shieshlem shulayim, if the bottom is not pointy at the bottom, it has a wide bottom so it can stand. Vein machziko sarba'im sa'belach, and they can hold 40 of liquid measure. Shein kurayim biyavish, which is the equivalent of 2 kor of a dry measure. Tahorim the tar milakabel tuma, because it cleates, it's not metaltel. Mali verekon is not mekabel tuma, so that kli is not metaltel mali. You wouldn't be able to move it when it was full because it's too big, so it would break if you try to move it when it's full. So it turns out that this tana holds that even a kli that holds 2 kor, it doesn't, is no longer considered a kli. It's not mekabel tuma, and that's why you're not allowed to be metaltel on Shabbos. Rabba therefore was paskening like this tana. You see from here that the godesh that has a shlish, whenever you make a heaping pile over the surface, the top surface of the kli, it's 1/3 of the contents of the kli, because the difference between 40 sa'ah of liquid and 2 kor is 1/3. So if a kli can hold 40 sa'ah of liquid, it's obviously because no liquid can go over the surface of the kli, it would just spill over. But when you fill it with solids, so then it goes over the surface of the kli, and it could therefore hold 1/3 more of the content. Okay, Bez Hashem, we'll pick up next time, about 10 lines into the page, on Daf Lamed Hey Amud Aleph.